The threat of rain was enough to keep last night's game in the World Series from going forward, but it looks good for tonight when the St. Louis Cardinals and the Texas Rangers will be matched up for Game 6 of the series, which, by the way, the Rangers lead 3-2. NPR's Tom Goldman is in St. Louis following the matchup and the weather. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Hi. So Major League Baseball officials made the call to cancel yesterday, and it was not even raining at the time. Why'd they do it?
Yeah, they canceled about 4 hours before the scheduled start, and sure enough, by game time, it was soggy in St. Louis. Officials made the call early for a few reasons. They wanted to give fans time to alter their plans. I was boarding a flight in Dallas right as Major League Baseball made the announcement and several people got off the plane. They also wanted to avoid starting, stopping, and then picking up where they left off when the weather was better on another day. That's what they do now in the postseason. It can lead to a disjointed game like in 2008 at the World Series when the finale was suspended in the sixth inning and then completed 2 days later. And finally, starting, stopping, and finishing another day can waste an outing by a starting pitcher. And that happened this postseason to the best pitcher in baseball, Justin Verlander, against the Yankees. That game was suspended after an inning. It resumed the next day, but Verlander couldn't pitch again until game three.
Will the extra day of rest have an impact on pitching if St. Louis wins tonight and then forces a final game seven?
Well, you know, it could. The Cardinals might go with their ace, Chris Carpenter, who would have a short 3 days of rest since his last outing. And though even though Derek Holland for Texas will be rested by Game 7, and he was so brilliant for Texas earlier in the series, Texas manager Ron Washington is saying he's going to stay with his scheduled starter, Matt Harrison, although Derek Holland could come in relief. So, you know, all the tinkering, it does affect things, and it could have an impact.
Now, yesterday's day off gave reporters, at least, more time to pick away at St. Louis manager Tony La Russa's bullpen blunder in Game 5. So did that deliver any more revelations, any new thoughts?
Yeah, I think La Russa just kind of amplified his earlier comments that it was an embarrassing moment. He admitted he blew the situation where he miscommunicated with his bullpen. He said he wanted a certain pitcher warming up, but the message wasn't received on the bullpen phone, and Renee, maybe they need to start texting. He thinks because he paused a couple of seconds before saying the pitcher's name, the bullpen coach hung up the phone during the silence and didn't get the message. Whatever the reasons, you know, the wrong pitcher was in the game at the wrong time and, you know, led to a big hit by Texas that ended up winning the game. La Russa vows to, certainly for the rest of this series and for the rest of his career, the right pitchers will be warming up in the bullpen and ready to go from now on.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joining us from St. Louis.